Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Ksuvos daf kaf ches Ksuvos 28, and so we're going to start with the Mishnah in the middle of kaf ches amud aleph, and we want to know under the in the earlier Mishnahs in this chapter we're talking about the cases in which we accept the edus of people who are normally the testimony of people who are normally disqualified, but in such circumstances, like for example, where they speak in siach afitumo, where they speak innocently, so. On our Mishnah of Chav Chesamid Aleph, we're going to also talk about where we accept the testimony of people, even though if they would normally testify, they would normally be disqualified. So says our Mishnah, these people are going to be allowed to testify when they become an adult about something they saw when they were a katan, when they were a minor. Now, normally speaking, it has to be, in order for testimony, in order for edus to be acceptable, it has to be given by somebody who is able to act as a witness from the moment they saw their testimony. And so in this case, we're going to allow this. What's unusual is we're going to allow the testimony of somebody when they become older about something they saw when they were younger. So this contradicts that, but still we're going to allow it in these cases, and we'll see that what the Mishnah is referring to. It says, "Ve'elu neman lahayid begodlan masharol bekutnan." And they're allowed to testify when they become older about something they saw when they were younger. So how? What do we say? We say neman adam umar. A person is believed to say, "Zek sav yado shel abba." This is the handwriting of my father. "Zek sav yado shel." Shel Rebbe, and this is the handwriting of my teacher, of my Rebbe, Vizek Savyado Shalachi, and this is the handwriting of my brother. So Rashi says, and as a result of this testimony, Mekaymen Ashtar Al Piv. And as a result of this, we're going to ratify the contract. Remember, we've been discussing this that back at the beginning of the second chapter. How do you ratify a contract? That you ratify the contract, one of the ways is if other people recognize the signature. And so now, even though his father is dead, even though the father died when he was a katan, nevertheless, he's able to be mekayim the shtar. We believe him to say that this is the handwriting of my father. And also, as the Mishnah continues, he is able to say, "Zachor ayisi v'ponis sheyatza behinuma v'rosha parua." We learned already back in Daf Tezayin that one of the at the very very beginning of the second chapter that we learned that what's the way if a woman says that she is a besula, she claims she was a besula at the wedding, that we're going to believe her if there is evidence that she went out with a hinuma, which we said was a like hadas, like a wreath of hadas, and that they used to put on her head when she went out to the wedding, and that was a sign that she was a virgin. Virosho perua, and that her head was uncovered. So this person is testifying that he remembers that this woman went out at the wedding wearing their hinuma. One explanation of the hinuma in the Gemara was that it was a wreath of hadassim, and the other explanation that it was a veil that the girl would fall asleep under while she was wearing this veil, manam name, she used to doze off. So we believe her to testify in this case. Why? Rashi says, "Vusimon shenises pesuo ksuvasim atayim." This is a sign that her ksuva is going to be 200, and she married off as a virgin. And then the next case we believe her about was Mishaya ish poni yotzi min beis sefer with shola achal betruma. And this was a case we had a reference to. That Shmuel testified and Rabbi Chiya said they heard the story about Yochanan as well, that he would go out from the school, meaning to say he was not a slave, and that he would immerse in the mikvah in order to eat the truma. And so we see from here, this is a third example of what we accept the testimony of a child. And Rashi says, Kishayinu l'maidin tinokos b'beis rabam, and when the children would study. And Rashi explains that the Gemara is going to explain the reason for all of these cases, why we believe the child in all these cases. And the next case that the Gemara, that the Mishnah refers to, v'shayacholik imanu al goren. The child, and the child is also believed to say that when he was a child, it was believed that he would divide the truma with us when the truma was divided. Beis and at this place is a Beis HaPras. What is a Beis HaPras? A Beis HaPras is a place, there's an area of field where there's a reference to the there was a grave there, but the grave had been plowed over in the field. And so therefore the Midrabanan from the rabbinic approach, the rabbis say that anybody who walks in this field is going to be considered like they have come in contact with a dead body and therefore Tameh. And so, however, in this case, this child is saying, I remember that these are the limits, these are the boundaries of the Beis HaPras. And so because he's saying these are the boundaries of the Beis HaPras, you can walk beyond that field. And so therefore, that's the reference, that's what we're trusting his testimony for. And he also is believed to say, V'ad kan hainu bayim b'Shabbas. And this is the place that we would come to on the Shabbos. And what is the purpose of this? That's how we would establish the tchum of the city, because you're only allowed to go 2,000 amos from the city limit on Shabbos, and you see this is where we're allowed to go. Avo ein adam neman lomar derech hayaponi b'makom hazeh. He's not believed to say that a person had a pathway down this field, meaning to say that who owns this property, and also ma'amid u'mesped hayaponi b'makom hazeh. And he's also not allowed to believe that this person had a eulogy or was standing in this place, because then you're going to prove that was also your territory, and so therefore, those are the limitations of what the child is believed about.